Bluetooth system, the ancient Indian system. This is of that. Knowledge about mortality. That is knowledge proper. Mundane knowledge has got no value. It does not stay. Knowledge permanent, we have to inquire somewhere else. That is knowledge proper, which has got a stability and firm foundation. How to acquire that knowledge? How to acquire? So it has been dealt with in Vedic education. Ved means know. The meaning of the word Veda, that is know. No rhyme and reason shown for that. Why you should know this? No explanation. No. Because doubt is absent in that plane. No cheating is possible in that plane. So simple direct transaction, do, no, all friendly, confidential, stainless conduct. This is good, that is good. No cheating tendency is possible, no suspicion. Veda. This is the plane of misunderstanding, misgiving, doubt, suspicion, then inference, then examination, a vulnerable and vitiated plane, where people kiss one another. So everyone cannot rely on others. He has to examine whether it is true, whether he is being deceived or not. So he is to check that. Whatever is told to him, given to him, he is to check whether he is being deceived or not. Cheating is unknown. The transaction is very simple and straight. No one deceives anyone. That from that plane, what suggestion comes down, that does not give any reason for that. Of knowledge. Now, how to attain that sort of knowledge, true knowledge, non-misunderstanding, non-deceiving knowledge? In Bhagavad Gita we find, tat vidhi panipate na paripaste na sevaya. Upadekhanti te gyanam gyaninas tattvadarshinah. Tat vidhi panipate na paripaste na sevaya. With this remuneration, you have to approach towards that domain of knowledge. Panipat, surrender. Paripasno, honest inquiry. And seva, serving attitude. More plainly, with the mentality of slavery, you have to approach that plane of knowledge. That higher knowledge won't come to serve you. A person of status which is so low. If you want that at all, you have to serve him. He will utilize you, and not you will be able to utilize him, that higher knowledge. He is subject, you are subject of this mundane world, and you will have to become object to be handled by the super knowledge of that plane. If you want that, the connection of that higher knowledge, you have to approach in that attitude, that plane. Paripat, that means I have finished my experience here. I have nothing to aspire after anything in this, no charm here for me. I have finished. For Paripasma, honest inquiry, submissive humility, humble inquiry, with eagerness, sincere eagerness, and not to challenge. Not in a challenging mode, then that won't care to come down to you. That is sufficient, full in itself, full in itself or himself. And Shiva, you have to enter there only to fulfill that purpose. That can't be subservient to you, a teeny person with meager experience and a conception of mean fulfillment. You cannot be handled. Handle him. If you like to be handled by him, then you can only approach. So such favorable environment should be created in Gurukul, where knowledge proper is to be cultivated, if you want that at all. That is supreme, knowledge is supreme. That is not subservient to this mundane conception, the world of mortality. That is Satchit Ananda, that is unassailable existence. Chit, that is consciousness in himself,